Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and today, my friends, we're going to be talking about a topic very near and dear to my heart. We're going to talk about beating the beta. My friends, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you accepted something that you didn't like? When was the last time that you put up with behavior that you didn't want to tolerate? When was the last time that you took a raw deal because of social pressure? When was the last time that you stood up for yourself? When was the last time that you actually puffed your balls and didn't back down? This takes time to master, but I want to tell you something right now. Most people in this world are beta as hell. They are beta. Why? Because that is exactly how men are conditioned to be. We are conditioned to be safe, to be docile, to be nothing but pocketbooks with short hair. Though American male today is the most manipulated, pacified, and persecuted man on the face of the planet. I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your religion is. None of that matters. Because all of us have a similar experience. While it may be a different flavor, it all comes from the same manufacturer. The feminist gynocentric society. We've all heard this before if we've been on the side of the internet for too long. Well, my friends, this is a skill that takes tremendous time to master. I'll be really honest with y'all. You want a story time with me? I'll tell you something. Recently, I caught myself lacking. I'll admit it. I'll be the first to admit it. I caught myself lacking recently. I met this girl, and I actually kind of liked her a little bit. Normally, that doesn't happen, but I did. And I let myself get in my feelings, and then guess what? Even though I still got the guts, afterwards, I was like, damn. I wanted more than that. And that doesn't happen very often, my friends. It really doesn't. I'm not a fan of relationships. And you know what? It was a blessing in disguise, because if I had gotten what I wanted, I would have set myself back. However, the beta reared his head. It's a daily battle. You need to get rid of that voice in your head that talks down to you. You got to get rid of that guy that wants you to care so much about everything other than what actually matters in your life. Get rid of that voice in your head who cares more about other people than he does about himself. Get rid of that voice in your head who tells you that having a backbone's a bad thing and would rather have you be an invertebrate, a worm eating dust and garbage. Get rid of that damn fool in your head who talks about you like you're nothing. Like you should be accepting mediocrity because it's all you're ever going to have. You've been conditioned to believe that. You have been, since a young age, through entertainment, education, political figures, parents, you name it. You have been programmed as a man to accept the bare minimum from women, the bare minimum from your boss, and the bare minimum from everybody while you give out maximum value, and that's what makes you a good man. A good man is a utility in the eyes of society. A good man is a gump. A good man takes raw deals. A good man does everything good for everybody but himself. And I'm sick of it. See, this is why I talk about the biblical bachelor lifestyle. This is why I talk about alternative lifestyles and finding your own, not somebody else's, not taking the blue pill. No, I'm talking about your own personal philosophy. I am sick of people coming around and telling me what I should care about, and then when I ask them why, they glitch. They're like, they don't know. They don't know why they care about these things. You can even ask people on the internet, why do you care about the Rainbow Rider agenda? Why do you care about the so-called women's suffrage in the modern era? Why do you care about the womanism movement? Why do you care about all these things that are smoking mirrors. Houdini garbage. Why do you care about it? Why do you care about things you can't control? Why do you feign ignorance and, oh, I care about everybody so much, even though I don't give a damn about anybody but myself, if I'm a woman, especially. Yeah, I'm gonna hold y'all accountable. I know what you are. I know y'all are exploiters. It wasn't me who wrote that. You don't believe me? If you're a man and you don't believe this, go read Esther Villar's The Manipulated Man. Oh, and she'll tell you. Yes, she'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. We as men are conditioned to be pocketbooks with short hair, a human satisfier toy called a man. And I say no. We're supposed to care about a society that doesn't give a damn about us. We're supposed to give, and get nothing back but a fraction of what we put in, if anything at all. And I'm sick of it. But you see, that's the beta in us that tries to tell us that that's what we should do because it's the moral, it's the ethic thing. I hate talking about morals and ethics. You know why? Because it is the... I actually wrote this down recently. I have this notes app in my phone. You know what? I'll pull it up right now. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I'll do it anyway. I have this whole notes app on my phone where I'll have these random thoughts and I'll jot them down. Let me read you what I wrote recently. Where is it? It was about ethics. It was like... Dang it, where is it? I'm sorry, I wasn't planning on doing this. Let me see, where is it? It was something along the lines of, Ethics is an empty attempt by the powerless to have the illusion of power. Ethics is what people talk about when they don't have when logic is absent, ethics enters the equation. When we want to talk about, oh, we shouldn't do that because of ethical or moral reasons, that is not a real reason. That is for the weak to pretend like they have a stake, like the powerful care about what the weak have to say. They don't give a damn. They don't care what you have to say. They don't care. Who cares about what the weak people have to say? Who cares? The people with power, they don't care. They have to pretend to care, though, because that's part of the game. Because if they don't pretend like they care, they won't get your vote. If they don't pretend like they care, you'll throw them out of office. You'll stop giving them money. You'll stop watching their TV shows. You'll stop watching their press conferences. You'll stop participating in the system that provides them with power. I understand most people are not going to want to listen to this. Most people, they don't want to listen to this. They think that it's hyperbolic. They think it's unnecessary, conspiratorial. It's not. I wish it was, quite frankly, but it's not. In fact, a conspiracy theory of today is just an unverified theory. All it is the government hasn't said it's true. The mainstream media, who's full of crooks and gangsters, like that in The Sopranos and The Godfather, hasn't verified it, as if they're the bastions of truth all of a sudden. They've never been the bastions of truth. They're the bastion of propaganda. The whole thing is a sham and a fraud. It's like the Matrix, Big Brother, whatever it is you want to say. The whole thing is a giant fraud. But of course, like any seer, people will see you as being the blind one. Because you see things, they'll say that you're blind. Meanwhile, they'll put up with fantasies and half-truths and try to turn them into some kind of philosophy or life plan. Meanwhile, they don't even know what life is. They don't know what they don't know what existence they're living in. They don't know the country, the state. They don't know anything. They're not willing to admit they don't understand the world they're living in. They're not willing to understand that you don't have to be beta for the rest of your life. Who cares what anybody has to say? Who cares if people tell you you're wrong? That's an unpopular fallacy. The idea that the amount of people who believe something makes it more or less true. That's not how it works. But yet that's how we are positioned and are pushed upon us every day of the week, my friends. That's where it all comes from. But yet, we're told we're crazy if we want to question about, oh, but wait a minute. a girl gets all these options and she doesn't give us her prime years. Instead, she goes and sees Chad and Tyrone, and then she comes back at 30, 35, 40 when she's on a carousel. She finds Christ, and now all of a sudden I'm supposed to accept her. And I'm supposed to forgive and forget.
Oh, hell no!
I don't think so. I don't think so. But yet if I say that, I'm the bad guy. If you say that, you're the bad guy. You're the mahoganist. You're the guy who's bad. Not the person who's acting like a complete 304, the person who's destroying society. No, you're the problem, apparently. You see the topsy-turvy Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass world we're living in? The truth hurts, man. The truth hurts. And that's why a lot of people, they don't like it. They want the sugar-coated. They want the medicine that's like 90% sugar and 10% truth, if that at all. Meanwhile, over here, we give you 100% truth. And good medicine tastes lousy. And old Uncle Austin gives you the pill you need to get straight. But that's why a lot of people, they don't like it. I could get on here and do skits about some goofy, dumb crap that nobody actually cares about, and everybody can have a knee slapper and a yuckety yuck and move on with their lives. I'm not gonna do that. We're gonna expose this, and if I get thrown off the YouTube, so be it. I don't give a damn. The truth is more explicit than the most triple X prawn today. And that's the truth, and you can take that to the bank. My friends, I'm gonna write a whole book on this about beating the beta. Because it is past due. I am sick of walking around seeing weak men. Men who don't hit the gym. Men who are content with accepting the mediocre, bare minimum garbage. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of men being programmed by these feminists, these femboys, and these soy boys, and these government jesters. That all they care about is the bottom line and deceiving you and lying to you and giving you the false cure to a false diagnosis. I'm sick of it. And I think it's time that there were more of us in this space and around the internet and around the world who decided that we're sick and tired of having a battery in our back. We're gonna pull the battery out of our backs. We're gonna put a spine in there and we're gonna walk away from this garbage. Worms can't walk. They don't have a spine. They slither on the ground eating dirt and garbage and feces. Is that what you want? Or do you want to have a spine so that you can evolve and you can have legs and walk away? Your choice, your life, you decide. In the meantime, I encourage you to question everything that you heard from me or anybody else today. Don't just take the bait. Use your head. My friends, have a good weekend. I hope you got the brainstorm with me and you... I hope this gave you a little bit of extra energy that you needed today to see through the lies, the propaganda, the garbage that you're fed every day of the week and expected to accept. Because the people who tell it to you have a nice rack or a big caboose and you're expected to just take it. I'm sick of it. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here before I say something I really regret and get thrown off the internet forever. I'm out. Peace.